Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Marshfield Clinic Health System now has a clear path to build its $35 million hospital in Minocqua. The deadline was Wednesday for Ascension Howard Young Medical Center to file any challenge in Oneida County Circuit Court over the Board of Adjustment's decision to grant a conditional use permit to the Marshfield-based healthcare provider. January 8th, the Board of Adjustment gave Ascension 30 days to either file a complaint in Circuit Court or to petition to have a judge review the Board of Adjustment findings and the record of proceedings. None was filed, according to the Clerk of Court's office. Marshfield Clinic can then build its 72,000-square-foot, 12-inpatient-bed hospital on the Minocqua Clinic campus. Late Thursday, Ascension released a statement saying they would concentrate on finalizing plans to revitalize Howard Young Medical Center. They would renovate the emergency department and rehabilitation services. They said they will share future plans as soon as they are finalized. The investigative team from the Oxygen Channel's Cold Justice Program were instrumental in the arrest this week of a 36-year-old murder case in Minocqua. Authorities Monday arrested 69-year-old Robin Mendez for the murder of his wife Barbara in Minocqua in 1982. The Cold Justice team investigates cold cases across the U.S., and the program shows their methods of looking at evidence again to try to find the person responsible. Many of their cases are decades old, like the Minocqua homicide. Thursday, Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman said the Cold Justice team brought fresh eyes and more resources to the table.
It really was a great resource that they were willing to look at this case and give us a hand with it. It was a fresh set of eyes, and they brought some resources to the table that we wouldn't normally have access to. They really were professional and easy to get along with and work with, and it was quite an experience.
Sheriff Hartman said the team worked directly with local law enforcement. He says they re-interviewed a number of witnesses and evidence. After the new research was put together, it was given to District Attorney Michael Sheik, who approved the filing of charges against Mendez. A cash bond of $250,000 was set for Mendez, and a judge will be assigned to the case. Northwood's unemployment numbers ticked up late last year, but a state economist says that's not unusual for the winter months. The Department of Workforce Development reports Iron County had the state's highest rate at 5.6%, still lower than the rate of a year ago by 2 percentage points. Forest County had the state's fourth highest rate at 4.6%, down over a point from the previous year. Vilas came in at 4.4%, Oneida 4%, both counties down more than 1 point from the previous year. Langley 3.8%, Price 3.5%, Lincoln 2.8%, again all more than 1 point lower than the previous year. Many of the counties did show an uptick from November of 2017 numbers. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau says a small increase in unemployment is typical this time of the year.
So overall, we saw the unemployment rate spike up in your five-county area. This is typically what occurs around this time of year, is that the unemployment rate will increase during the colder months of the year, being January and February. So this is typically what we see.
Dane and Lafayette counties each had the state's lowest rate at 1.9%. An innovative program at Nicolet College has saved students tens of thousands of dollars in textbook costs. The college has found a way to get the textbook course material online at a free source which students can tap into. Manager of Open Educational Instructional Resources at Nicolet, Cindy DeMeca, outlines how it works.
Open Educational Resources, OER, come in a variety of forms, anywhere from textbooks, videos, sometimes entire courses, and they are free. Mostly come in digital. You can do print versions at a reduced cost, but the free versions are digital.
DeMeca says last semester students saved $30,000 in textbook costs, and this semester the total could top $39,000. She says students also liked not having to lug so many heavy books from place to place. Our weather forecast for tonight, look for cold conditions to continue for a while, as temperatures tonight should fall to about 11 below zero. Friday, cloudy, then becoming sunny with a high near 11 above. Friday night, clear again, low 13 below. Saturday, sunny, high near 15. Sunday, sunny, high near 19. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.